Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Or staring at, like the ref was staring at Trae Young.
Oh, my God. Trae.
That was actually funny. Trae faked him out.
Hey.
Thought you were getting the pass. No, sir.
Trae played his last game for Atlanta yesterday. Well, oh, no, I guess he got one more.
And then they might win that game.
Man, he got to be done. Who they? So they play the winner of Heat Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. I think Chicago's winning both games.
Really?
Yeah, I think Chicago's winning both games.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was
Trae getting tossed was hilarious.
That was hilarious. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird sometimes that.
So we can end the conversation. I think you're both wrong.
I think that's
the move for Kyrie, and I think that's the move for
if I'm Kyrie, sure, but I don't think that's the
I
move
think
for
Dallas.
Dallas
has to do it.
Why?
Like, what are you talking about moving on from Kyrie to who?
I'm just not winning anything with a 35-year-old coming off of a torn ACL. Like, you're not winning anything with that.
How come he keeps getting older and older?
Because he's going to miss half the season next year when he's 34, so when he's fully ready to be back, he'll be 35.
Here's the other thing that you can
do. Do we know that to be true?
Here's the other thing that you can. Yeah, you said he was 33.
He's 33.
Kyrie's
now.
33.
He'll come back.
His birthday's
35.
In March, so he just turned 33. He's gonna be 34.
He's gonna take him
34 and a half.
Fine, that's fair.
Fair enough. There, we'll compromise there.
Thank you. 34 and a half.
34.
How you talk on the phone again, dog?
Yo, what up, big dog?
Nope, that wasn't.
What up, big dog? I'm way over
here. Just do the original sign.
I'm out of the screen.
I looked over. I was like, that's getting worse. Easy.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do it.
Didn't know Kenny hated Kyrie Irving
like
that.
That's my boy, Kyrie. He should make that move. But the other thing about it is, and I don't know how plausible this is, but a lot of people have been talking about Dallas as a landing destination for some of these trades.
Mm-hmm.
People have mentioned KD.
Yeah.
So you can maneuver and still have your little timeline for Nico without it being Kyrie.
Mm.
And I don't know how plausible it is. I don't know if KD has some say-so saying, hey, man, I don't want to go to Dallas. Like, don't send me there. Other players in that same position saying the same thing. Maybe you won't be able to get anybody. But the cap space or the contract that is Kyrie, if he were to opt in, can be valuable if you choose to go that route to move on from Kyrie and get somebody else in there that fits the timeline that you're talking about.
Hmm.
I saw I don't think this was like a – I don't know why this was reported, but I saw a report yesterday that – and maybe it was the Chatty House, I don't know. But they said that the Lakers have like made indications that they are not willing to they're not willing to engage in Dallas in a trade for LeBron.
Wait, what?
they made it, you know, I think it was like, I don't know, legit, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it was a joke. I think somebody actually reported that the Lakers have let it be known they are not interested in dealing with Dallas with a trade for LeBron. Let me see if I can find it.
I guess that's funny. I guess I don't know. Like I think I'd not to kill the bit. I just, what sparked that? Was it a joke or were they?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I have no idea. Boy, they were tweeting a lot yesterday during the playing games.
Wait, I think that's an old tweet that you saw maybe.
Oh, it was an old tweet?
Yeah, from 2023. The Lakers aren't interested in what Dallas could offer in a trade for LeBron James. Damn it, Kenny. That's from 2 years ago.
Remember when that was
No.
Hold on.
How many times has the internet got you?
No, I even put the caveat out there before that.
You brought it up, it might be Chatty House, but it might be real too. Like, come on.
I said it could be a Chatty House situation. It wasn't a Chatty House, it was just bad timing. But I said, I don't know. It was the fact that it was brought up was funny.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Why is it funny? What's the context of
it
being funny?
It made me chuckle.
Here we are. Welcome to ESPN 1320, where Kenny gets his chuckle.
Yeah.
Tune in at 3 o'clock.
When I saw it, it made me chuckle.
Tune in at 3 o'clock and hear what else made Kenny laugh yesterday.
Find out what sweet got.
Don't do that, Jacob Z.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, oh, hell yeah. Man. No, you've been on that
Kenny
type of time
Crandall,
lately.
Come on.
You got to wear this. Yeah. Man. And then he tried to move on from it.
Yeah, no, by the way, guys.
It still made me chuckle.
Oh, nothing to see here, guys.
It still made me chuckle.
Kenny, come on. You guys know the Celtics won the title last year?
That's absurd.
Oh, man. But remember when that was a thing? And here we are, how ironic. They actually are playing together. But remember, I think it was about a year ago. Maybe it was 2 years ago when they were trying to say
June 5th, 2023, to be exact.
LeBron got his eyes on Dallas, pairing up with Luka.
I do remember. I don't remember if it was Shams. I don't remember who it was, but I do remember someone tweeting, "The Lakers have their eye on Luka Doncic," and thinking that was the funniest thing in the world because it was like, yeah, who doesn't? But you're not getting him.
Well, look, we can say it now because I don't think it's an issue. Although, and this was video, Windhorst tried to say a little after the trade, he's like, look, don't lock in Luka and the Lakers. Like, there's still work to be done there as far as him staying there. I don't think he's walking away from the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't think that's
But remember, we could, like I said, we could say it now. Somebody was trying to tell us Luka in Utah was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
They said, yo, Utah don't be surprised really believes.
Yeah.
They really believe.
I do remember that conversation.
They could get Luka in free agency. And all the cap stuff and the draft picks and everything was maneuvering for being able to go after Luka.
It was like everyone ignored the man was going to make $300 million. Like, Luka was willingly going to have to walk away from the richest contract in the history of the association.
Mm. No.
That
wasn't still, nobody's done it.
And, yep.
Nobody has done it to this day.
And I assume Steph isn't? Yeah. Because he's not, I don't think he's going to sign a deal that long. Mm. He could, but I don't think he's going to sign a deal that is as long as the one Luka could have signed for five?
5 years.
Yeah, I don't. He's not going to sign a 5-year deal.
Why not?
I mean, I guess he could.
I would. I'll figure out everything else later.
I guess he could.
Steph might play till 40. What is he, 36 right now?
No, he'd be
He'd be 41.
He'd be 41. Yeah. But didn't he just sign an extension? Didn't Steph just sign a 2-year extension?
Huh. He did.
No?
He did because it matched up with Draymond.
Steph Curry,
right?
4-year, 215, 1-year extension. So he's through the 26-27 season.
I thought that matched up with Draymond.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know if I wanted to latch on to somebody, it'd be Draymond. So he has 1 year left. He's 37 next year. Yeah. I guess he could. He'd be 42 if he signed it. I assume he would top. God. Would he approach $80 million? Not on average annual value, but that last year would be around like $80 million.
Wow, yeah. Steph playing till 42 seems definitely possible until you watch games like last night where he looked like he was exhausted.
Well, because he's dragging.
That's what I'm saying. How long is he going to be able to do that?
Him and Jimmy Butler.
How many times in the last, I don't know if it's this year or last year, but like 12 months, has Steph just looked like he was on his, he wasn't going to be able to breathe no more.
Steph down there going to pass out, camera pants, the Draymond Green standing next to Heath Santos on the bench, cheering him on.
No, he's on the floor going, yeah, yeah.
I wanted Draymond to get a technical so bad when he fouled out.
Oh yeah, right.
I wanted
Draymond getting
like
a technical.
To get
yeah,
after
right.
The ref. I was like, oh, tee him up. That would have been hilarious.
They are scared to death to give that man a technical foul.
Instead, he just no,
no. Man, they're subbing you out.
That's another reason why I think Houston might be able to get him. That man was looking tired as hell in the one game playing.
Steph?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get nothing from everybody except for Jimmy.
Yeah, the others got to step up.
No, we'll get TC right now, Jesse. That's my bad. 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my three brothers, man? Jesse in the back, man. It's fired up game day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ready, TC?
Man, you know I stay ready, man. I'm ready, man. It's game day. Kings, man, let's turn up, man.
Yeah,
we
man.
Fired up, bro. We finna, man, listen, man. We gonna win tonight.
Need everybody to tell me, stop telling me to fire up. Like, we got a radio show to do. Y'all trying to get me fired up every 5 seconds.
Charged up,
hey,
right?
I got KC. TC, I got KC bringing up tweets from 2 years ago.
Hey, I heard that. You know what, you know, that was wild. Kenny, that was wild. That was wild.
E-me.
I know, before we go, right? Hey, I'm with you, D-Lo, on that. I'm giving Kyrie that, bro. Like, Kenny and Jesse, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
This coming from a Kings perspective. Now, are the Kings giving Kyrie right now 3 years, 120? If yes. As a point guard, yes. I'm giving Kyrie 3 years, 120. Look from it from a Kings standpoint. I get what you're saying, D-Lo, from a Dallas standpoint, from a Kings standpoint. Mm-hmm. Kings win tonight. We'll talk about Friday later. Kings win tonight, bro, by... I'm going to say 9 tonight, bro. Okay. We move on and we fire it up. 9 tonight.
Nine.
That's the number 9.
All
not
right.
10,
okay.
9.
He said not 10. Not 10. 9.
Make sure you guys got that right.
I don't know if I agree with TC, though, about Kings going 3-120 for Kyrie.
So that's kind of my argument, right? Like, nobody... I don't want to say nobody else. A lot of other teams would not look at that as a smart decision. I can't compound a bad decision with another bad decision.
So if you're Dallas, what do you do?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doing next year. Treading water, yeah. Like relying on Anthony Davis to play 70 plus games, get you somewhere, and then asking Anthony Davis to do it again when Kyrie comes back. Is that the plan?
Well, you mentioned it though. Sorry, you mentioned it. Your plans got thrown out the water when he tore his ACL.
Yeah, I don't think Nico knows that this whole thing is over now.
Oh, I don't think he does either.
So my thing, like, there's no bringing Kyrie back. Nico, like, this is all done.
Doesn't know it was over before it started. You gonna tell Nico it was over before it started tonight when you see him in the VIP
That's your
area?
Boy. You gonna be in the VIP area?
I ain't allowed in the areas that you.
Stop! Don't do that.
I just want to get down early enough to see my boy TD. I just want to see TD. That's
TD.
It.
Hell yeah!
All right, man. We'll come back. Which Sacramento
nine,
King?
Nine, not ten.
Which Sacramento King has the most pressure on them tonight? We want to hear from you. 916-909-1320. You can jump in the chatty house on YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, whatever it may be, wherever you are. We appreciate you being with us here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Every day at 2:15, I step out of the studio. Every day at 2:18, I come back. And Casey's insulting Stephen Brown somehow.
Well, Leezy wanted me to call him a clown. I'm not going to call the man a clown just because he doesn't think LaMelo's good. I don't really fault
anyone who doesn't care for LaMelo. It's tough to make the argument he's not good, but trying to figure out what exactly LaMelo is in the league, I don't think is.
We'll know who he is when he gets to his next team.
Yeah. Probably.
He figures it out or he doesn't.
Yeah.
And by then it's like, all right, like, this is who you are.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you get the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
Charlotte. Trey's so funny. He wanted no part of this game.
Watch him fake him.
That referee is pissed.
Got him. twice.
That referee is furious.
Him twice. This one quick. Look, ref was reaching. Watch him reach. Reaching. Ah, give me that. Faked him out.
Give me the ball, Trey. Hey. Give me the ball. Ref staring at him. Don't do that.
I thought that was hilarious. I did.
Is Harry Lyle, because Harry Lyle shaved his head. Now he looks like John Dickinson.
I'm about to say, now he looks like Corbin.
He does look like Corbin. Whatever happened to Corbin?
What's that broke-ass Baron Corbin?
Did he get future endeavors?
He's been telling the story on podcasts that there's one person who wanted him out, and that person was behind all of it, blah, blah, blah.
But he didn't say who it was?
No. I've never seen him say who it was, but yeah, he's been saying, like, oh, yeah, this one person wanted me out, blah, 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 didn't want me there.
Hey, which I think there's some definite, like, real heat, but if the extent of this Seth Rollins CM Punk thing is a work, mm-mm, man, they got me. They chatty housed me. Did you hear Seth talking again?
Yeah.
I think he has real feelings. Like, I don't think he absolutely does. It'll spill over into like an actual storyline where he'll like fight him in real life. But I think he really don't like CM Punk.
I'll say Drew McIntyre said the same thing. He said he don't really like CM Punk either, but we'll make money if he got to.
Yeah, I think the gist of it is you use real life feelings to build a story, because in that regard, it's not a story. But I think there's also hey, man, let's talk. And you sit down and you talk and you kind of work things out. And it's like, yo, we've got an opportunity to do something special. This is how I felt about you leaving. Mm-hmm. This is how I feel about you coming. But you have these discussions where you tell each other, like, how you feel. Mm-hmm. And you're like, it's out there. Or like, I got you. Punk says his piece. And then it's like, okay, now when we get out there, they already know how you feel because you've said it. Let's use that. There's no working with that.
You think they've had that conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely think they've had that conversation. I don't mean, and it doesn't mean that they're friends. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that like everything is all good. It means I feel like in those situations, especially in the WWE, especially in this version of the WWE, you sit down, you talk about it, and then it's like, all right, but we know we're doing business together. Mm-hmm. Let's just capitalize off of that. Mm-hmm. It's not that different than what Shawn and Bret did. They did hate each other, but there was a certain point where it's like, we're building towards this Survivor Series match. We've got to work with each other. Like, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to capitalize off all of this stuff that, you know, then it was a little different in 97, but people did know Shawn and Bret hated each other. They got in a fist fight. Like, that was, I think they even said that on TV, that they got in a fist fight, like a real fist fight. You just capitalize.
And I don't think Seth and Punk would get in a fist fight. Like,
I don't think Punk would do that at this stage with someone in WWE.
Right. Like, I don't think he would, but And once again, it could be all part of the business as well, but he don't miss an opportunity to tell somebody how he feel about CM Punk.
Well, but it's smart though, because they're headlining night one of WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, make money off this. Like, there's going to be a point. There's going to be a point where, you know, Seth or you know, you get the classics. Seth and Punk are working together, and they get Roman out, and then you have Seth and Punk, you know, face to face, and you get that WrestleMania pop, and you have a quick moment before Roman comes back in.
That should have been it. That was one. And they can still do it. They can always go to it. But Punk and Roman and Seth should have been a one.
Well, I think that was the plan. Wow. I think that was the plan last year. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they didn't know what the hell to do with Roman Reigns, and you don't put Roman Reigns anywhere but in a main event. Mm-hmm. And I guess we had to have John Cena in the main event.
I keep seeing more and more about Seth joining Cena on The Rock.
Yeah, they had a.
Why? That was so. So we're going to rehash the Authority.
Maybe they had a couple. People think they caught a couple clues on Monday.
And okay.
The best for business line.
Well, that's an Authority.
The authority line, like that stuff works if you do it right, though.
Yeah, but why run it back with Seth?
Because he's been getting his ass kicked every WrestleMania. Keeps losing.
Yeah,
helped out Cody. Didn't benefit him at all last year.
You can keep. I mean, it doesn't matter because Cena's probably the champ. But you can keep Cody babyface because now he's got this faction he's got to go up against. Like the deck is so stacked, but you know it's a corporate situation again, and you know they're doing all they can to hold good old Cody down.
Seth's been playing the card too. Like he wants what's best for WWE. If it keeps going like against him and stuff like that, he'd be like, all right, to hell with you guys.
But that's the tried and true formula. Mm-hmm. Hogan had the Heenan family. Mm-hmm. He had to go against Bundy and Stud and Andre.
Yep.
And Austin had the corporation where it was Vince and Taker and Boss Man and, you know, Dude Love and did what?
I might have been gone. Did Cena ever have that?
Cena had the.
Didn't really have a.
Not really, because the Stephanie Hunter authority thing, I think, was kind of after Cena's main runs, and that was more like, I mean, Roman was mixed in there, like Brian was mixed in there, Brock.
Brock was, yeah, and he wasn't.
But he didn't go against the authority. Yeah.
He had a guy with Heyman and all that. Yeah.
Paying this off, too. Taker versus Shawn, WrestleMania 25, was WWE's number one WrestleMania match.
Taker versus who?
Shawn.
Oh, Shawn. Yeah. Oh, that was WWE's. Yeah.
Yeah, it was WWE's list. Right.
It's the best match I've ever saw.
Yeah, Brett versus Stone Cold is number two, and then Rock versus Hogan, three. And Savage versus Steamboat is four.
So that's where Wrestling Ops was getting it.
Yeah, it was WWE's list. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Sean beats Brett again.
Sean is better at everything than Bret Hart. Everything.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Brett's probably a nicer person.
Brett had an iconic year. 97 was an iconic year.
Peyton
Hillis
had an iconic year, too. You got the Madden cover as well.
Wow.
Don't do that to Brett. Come on.
Better hope you know who is not listening. That group text is about to go crazy.
I saw a picture on Twitter side by side of Bret Hart.
I saw that, too.
And it's with Pamela Anderson. Just stone face. Yep. But he was with some sisters.
Some random black. Oh, that man was. His wife is. She's not black. She's. I don't know if she's Asian. I don't know what she is, but she's dark. I know that. She is dark.
Yeah, but
shout out to the Hitman.
Yeah, big ups, man. Some would say. Going into WrestleMania.
Demontis Sabonis is the Bret Hitman Hart of. Oh, well, that's my bad. My bad.
Some people would say going into WrestleMania 13, Bret Hart had a lot of pressure on him. Who's got the pressure in this play-in situation for the Kings?
Bret Hart have a lot of pressure going into 13? Yeah, sure. I know you said you and I think maybe Hammer. Maybe said Zach LaVine.
I said Zach was the most important.
Most important. That's right. Pressure. I'll just harp back to the conversation with JA earlier. To me, it's Domas. The marquee matchup is Domantas Sabonis versus Anthony Davis.
If this team isn't, how do we feel? No matter what, win or lose, if Sabonis only puts up 12 points or whatever. Like, he just has the stuff we've been talking about. It's like, it was DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine that won that game for them.
Oh.
Like, how do we feel? I'm not even talking about win or lose. Just, he puts up just the Domas stat line that we've kind of talked about.
Like, so 12 points or 12 shots? 12 points, I don't think the Kings won.
No, I don't think so either.
12 shots, he could be 10 for 12 and have 20 points.
Yeah.
He's going to have, I think, 10 to 15 rebounds.
I think so, too.
Kenny was talking about on the insiders, like, Domas, like, if you are who you, like, we say you are, like, you got to step up. I'm not sure Domas is the one who wins them the game tonight.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either, but, like, this is it. We always talk about this as part of the job or whatever. You can pay $40 plus million a year You're the franchise. You're the one that's on the ESPN 1320 game day graphic for the biggest game of the year. You're the one that they're talking about on NBA Today in the biggest game of the year. You have to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show up. You have to, what is the average, 19 and 14? You probably need 25 and 15 tonight.
Wow.
Like, you need to go above and beyond. That was one of the things with that playoff series with the Warriors. It wasn't just that he didn't do his averages, it was that they went below.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, and you need your numbers to go up. You know what I mean? The field goal percentage might go down, but your points go up. Your attempts go up. Like, everything is magnified. And I don't want to hear tomorrow if the Kings lose, I don't want to hear it being somebody else's fault or they didn't let him do this or that and that. If that's the case, then he's not what everybody says he is. I think he is. I think he is an all-NBA caliber player. And if you're an all-NBA caliber player, you find a way to guide your team. That doesn't have to be scoring the most points, but your rebounds, your defense, your communication, you know, staying locked in, making sure everybody else stays locked in, all of that needs to be on display. All of it. Like, you can't have a subpar game tonight.
I feel like I'm looking at something wrong. Let me, 16.1. Oh, okay. Okay. Those are his career numbers. Let me try this again. I hate the way that, Basketball Reference breaks down. They give you these head-to-head matchups with, like, Anthony Davis and Domantas Sabonis, but then they give you career averages after that. You scroll down a little bit further, you can get the one-on-one matchups. In the 14 games that they've played, Anthony Davis has averaged 23.5 points per game and 11.9 rebounds. 3.0 assist. Domantas Sabonis has averaged 15.2 points per game, 11.5 rebounds, and 5.4 assist. Again, those are the 14 games that they've played, as we have laid out here on the show. They've played against each other, excuse me. But as we've laid out on the show, Domas won the first 10. Anthony Davis has won the last four. But 23.5 to 15.2 are the numbers right now. That's the point discrepancy between the two.
You got to play above that tonight.
Yeah, that ain't going to do it. That ain't going to do it to me.
An acceptable stat line tonight for me, for Domas, is 21 and 15. What about 5 to 7 assists? I need 21 and 15.
The 5 to 7 assists concerns me. I feel like that number needs to be higher because he's going to look to make it higher. If he's at 10, those guys are hitting shots. If he's at 20, if he's flirting with 20 points and 10 assists, those guys are hitting shots, and I think the Kings are in a great spot to win that game. Right. I'm going to stop short of saying they won comfortably.
Right.
But they're
well,
like,
9, not 10.
9, not 10.
Yeah.
That's right, TC. I see you.
But, yeah, no, he's got a – I hear what you're saying, Jesse, and that leads to a different question that we'll have maybe another day or if this comes up, is like, is he even that guy? But that's what –
I think we've asked and answered that.
We've answered, but
I don't think
James
Domas
will tell
is.
You he is. James will tell you he's that guy, but you need to build around him the right way, all this other stuff. I don't need those caveats tonight.
There's no evidence that that's true.
I know, but I don't need those caveats tonight.
Goddamn, James, I swear. First he pisses off Zach LaVine and now this, allegedly.
I don't need those caveats tonight. I need him to have a 21 and 15 game.
Yeah.
Because you got, and that, look, if Zach is cooking and DeMar's cooking and they both got 30 apiece and you're up by 12, so you don't have to shoot, that's a different scenario, right? Like, now you can play whatever role you need to play. But if they need you, if you're in a crunch, if you're in a pinch, I need that 21 and 15. I need those assists. I need that type of performance. Once again, I'll say it, against this Mavericks team, as we know it, in this win-or-go-home situation at home. I think he's got the – I agree with you. I think he's got the most pressure on him. He's got to come through. He's got to be a leader. He's got to lead this team to at least one more game.
Yeah. I think he's got a... It's an interesting... We talk about the B-Lo and JC component in Dallas. I imagine they're saying the same thing about Anthony Davis, too. We got our guys in Texas who are locked in with us right now. But I also I do think there's a contingency of fans who are like, all right, you know, they're the fans who are at the American Airlines Center tonight, right? Just like we talk about the Golden 1 Center fans, they might be a little bit different than the Twitter fans. They might be a little bit different than the Chatty House, the truly like active. They go to the games, they invest in their money, they're cheering on the team, right? They're like, okay, I've seen Luka take over playoff games for us before. I've seen Luka drag us to the NBA Finals before. I need to see you win us a play-in game. Like, our job is to figure out, like, who is the most important component for the Sacramento Kings. The most important matchup might be Domantas Sabonis versus Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis is almost certainly the most important component for Dallas. We can talk about X factors and wild cards and all of this other stuff, and Dallas has them. And Sacramento's going to need them, which we'll talk about in a minute. But they're saying the same thing about AD in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need you to do this. I've seen you do it in the regular season as a Laker or as a Pelican. I've seen you in some high-profile games in the playoffs before. As a Laker, I'm going to need to see you do it as a Dallas Maverick.
And that's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. That's what happened. Our guy... Fudi Kamara in the chat says we're setting up for Domas slander tomorrow because Domas not exceeding those numbers. This is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. You get into these situations, your best players have to play their best game. That's typically how you advance, how you move on, how you survive is with your best players. And he's not the only one that has to show up. Like, he could have 21 and 15, then Zach has 7. Like, you're not going to win. Or DeMar, you know, has a bad shooting performance. And is like, yes, it's still a team situation. But he's got to make sure he's doing his part. He's got to make sure he's dominating the way that he can do it. And 21 and 15, I don't think that's crazy numbers for Domantas Sabonis. That's a damn good game.
Not at all.
It's not like I'm asking him to score 45, something that we don't ever see from him. We see 21 and 15 on a regular basis from Domantas Sabonis. I'm asking to see that in a situation where your team is in a win-or-go-home situation. That's not asking too much. Not at all.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. I do want to point out, we talked earlier this week about, you know, Domas. We could talk about Domas. It was probably Monday because you guys were talking about, you and James were talking about Zach and DeMar and the importance of those guys, particularly with Zach LaVine, the importance of being aggressive, having aggressive Zach LaVine. The Zach attack, as J.A. Referenced earlier. There's going to have to be one other component to this, whether it's Trey or it's Devin Carter. There's going to have to be one of those guys. Hell, it could be Jonas Valanciunas. Because I think Jonas Valanciunas is still going to get his regular minutes, even though I believe the focus will be on Domas today. I need a starter strong game. But I need one other guy, and it doesn't have to be in the point. It could be in the rebound category. It could be in the assist category. It could be in the toughness category. It could be in the scrappy category. It could be on the defensive side of the ball. It doesn't matter. We need to look at, and I'm assuming those are the only three guys we're really talking about when all is said and done. I'm going to need one of those three guys. Like, if the Kings win, we're going to be referencing one of those three guys tomorrow. Yes. And I think we have to have one. And again, it doesn't have to be we need 10 points. We need a trade day as I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
I think we do need some from off the bench. I think what did he have last, I think in that Clippers, one of the games, he had like 2 points or something like that. I don't know if we could survive with that tonight.
You can survive if Devin Carter is doing something for you on the defensive end that you can point to. Okay. If Devin Carter, you know, dove on the ground, got a couple of loose balls. If Devin Carter hit one clutch shot late, if Devin Carter got a steal, like I think there's, I don't think you need that big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scoring output, but you need to be able to point to something. Yeah. And I think we need it from one other guy besides the five, which I leaned on heavy earlier in this week. I think we need one other guy.
JV, the nasty boy?
That's fine. Stop. I don't like that. It makes me really uncomfortable. It makes me more uncomfortable than Beam Money. But fine. Yo, we get a big night from Jonas Valanciunas, I will call that man Nasty Boy tomorrow. I will adopt that stupid-ass nickname, and we'll ride with it. He plays well tonight. He's that guy we point to and go, hey, right there. Okay. Gilbert's asking Keon, LOL. Dog, Keon's a starter.
Yeah.
I'm expecting Keon to be good tonight. Keon is a starter. He's got to play like a starter, like a big-time starter.
I agree.
Because we looked at the box scores from earlier this year. We mentioned that game with no Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic, or Kyrie Irving. And they had guys. Some of them random, some of them not so random. But they had guys get the job. Now, they lost. They were up 18 in that game.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have guys ready to. I do think there's a certain level. Again, I don't care what the fans want. I think there's a certain level of. I do think Dallas is feeling a certain way.
I do too. I still believe, you know, something that I said a few weeks ago about Dallas is these guys come to play. You know, they want to advance. They want to be in the playoffs. And I think it was after that when they had at Chicago, when Chicago is one of the hottest teams in basketball, Dallas at that particular time, they deserved to have this opportunity to go into the playoffs and face OKC or whoever they were going to face. And I think they're going to have that same level of focus, that same level of intensity going into this game. Jason Kidd is going to have those guys ready. So, yes, you're going to have to watch out, obviously, for the ADs, but you're going to have to watch out for P.J. Washington. You're going to have to watch out for Gafford and Lively. You're going to have to watch out for Spencer Dinwiddie, Max Christie, Klay Thompson, Hardy. You know, these guys are going to put their best foot forward. I think you're going to have to beat it out of them. You're going to have to beat them down fist-wise.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. No, hell no. That's crazy. No, I'm trying to eat lunch. Literally, I just heated up my lunch in case he's talking like this. No.
That's why I had my fist up. That's why I had my fist up. You have to fight.
Sick.
You could.
You're going to have to fight, man. You got to, like, you got to punch them.
Jesse, just go to commercial. All right, Kenny took a walk. He's back. You've had a rough couple days, man.
I'm just, you've had a rough couple days. I'm talking about the game, man. I'm talking about the game. I can't never even just talk about the game out here, man.
You're always quick to blame everybody else. You know one thing we haven't talked about? James is going to join us here in a minute. Dame won't. I think that we talked a lot about the Western Conference.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Hopefully the Kings are involved, but that Bucks Pacers matchup, I think, is that's one to watch.
It is,
man. But without Dame, that's tough, and they're being really. They're kind of vague.
They're being very hopeful, I feel like.
Yeah, vague. That's kind of what I'm fearful.
I don't think he's coming back.
I kind of feel the same way. They keep saying the start of the playoffs. Like, are we talking about game one? Or are we talking about the first two games?
Eventually it'll change. Oh, yeah, he'll be ready at some point in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't love this. I don't love this for Milwaukee. They're playing great without Dame, by the way. I love this series. I'd love it more if Dame Lillard was there. But I think I'm kind of with Jesse. Like, I don't have a lot of comfort that Dame Lillard's going to play this postseason.
I feel the same way as both of you guys.
And everyone, the slant, making big progress. Like, all right.
And like you said, what does that mean? Does that mean,
like, this isn't
in the middle of this series?
It's not an injury.
Right.
Like, you're literally teetering on what's safe for him. That's what you're navigating. That's not pain tolerance.
Right.
That's not, the ankle's good. No, you're trying to determine what keeps this man safe. And that's a lot different.
And one part of me, I was going to say, I don't know how you determine that in a week, right? Like, nah, it's not good enough right now, but a week later he is.
Right.
And maybe it's, they talk
if
about
he's good a week later, you know today.
Right, right. And maybe that's what they mean by progress, right? Maybe they've tracked whatever they need to track, ran whatever tests they needed to, and they're good. But in their mind, you know, I need to see 4 weeks of this. And the progress is, well, we've got two straight weeks of good tests back. Now, if we can get a third, that would be great. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's what they mean by progress.
Yeah.
But I'm with you guys, though. It doesn't feel like we're going to see Dame this postseason.
Something like this, too. It's not even like the – can the team doctors clear him, like, with how serious it is? Or he's gotta,
that's
like,
a good question. I mean, the team doctors are doctors.
Well, because we know, like, – well,
nah, go ahead.
We know how they move, allegedly, whatever I got to throw in there. We know how team doctors move from time to time.
I would say for something like this.
Well, you of all people would know. You of all people would know.
I would feel like with something like this, it'd have to be specialists.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if he's seen his own person, they got to clear him first. And even then, you got to clear whatever you got to do for the Bucks.
Right. No disrespect to their version of Pete Youngman, because I'm sure they know exactly what they're doing. But, you know, I need multiple options. I need specialists to kind of look into this one as well. So, yeah. And with no Dame, I don't think they can beat the Pacers. I don't think they can.
No. Is there a record? Did I put that in the notes somewhere? Nope, I didn't. They've been playing well without him. I think it's like a Let me take that back. Since this blood clot injury, I don't know what the whole season, but since this injury, that's a weird way of phrasing it, but since this blood clot issue, they've been, it's like 14-5. Like, it's a solid record.
Yeah, they played well.
But
Bobby Portis will be back, too. That's
the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs.
So that's a tough break for Milwaukee. And then if you're a Bucks fan, if you're Beal and JC out in Milwaukee, man, it's tough, too, because we speculated here it could be the summer of Giannis. You know, it's just another year passing that more and more questions will be raised, right? Like, if you're Giannis, yeah, it's circumstantial, but how many of these seasons am I going to have? Should I make that move this summer and ask out? It just, it could all be done in a couple weeks. And that would be terrible for them.
You think Giannis is asking out? I won't even say this year. I'll say in the next 2 years.
Yes.
Damn. All right.
I think he's making the moves now.
Like, I think the stuff
in the articles, like the whole, like I always point back to this one, the whole, hey, if we're not winning, like I'm not above getting traded. They can move me if they have to. Like, we know what stuff like that means.
Giannis, I believe he's kind of trying to be a good guy here and not just be a jerk, but he sees the writing on the wall. And he's given a lot of time, a lot of years to Milwaukee, and he's probably ready for something different.
Hmm. All right.
You think he's going to ask out?
This year?
At any time.
I don't. Hmm. I understand. Like, it feels like there's a lot of circumstantial evidence to say otherwise. But I don't know. I don't.
If they lose in the first, because if you trade Giannis, that's a big move, I feel like. I don't think you can just, all right, here we go. Giannis, you're out of here. If they lose in the first round, I wouldn't be shocked if he plays maybe one more year. They take another down year. It's like, all right, now.
But if you lose in the first round and Dame doesn't play, does that cushion anything?
Well, how much is Dame going to make a difference? It's.
That's
three straight years you've lost in the first round. At some point, I feel like if you're honest, you look into the other guys around you, like, I'm just not getting any help anywhere.
Well, one of them years you were hurt.
Yeah.
Actually,
he came back that series, though.
Two of them, he was hurt. He
came
was
back
hurt
in the last two games.
Indiana, and he was hurt against Miami. They were one seed. It was 1-8. So... And my whole thought is, like, all the reasons why are 100% valid. My thing is, how many more times is that going to be used to just kind of keep going? Like,
nah, I hear you.
3-4 years of like, oh, well, this guy was hurt. That's why we didn't get there.
Well, it's like Chris Middleton's not there anymore. Like, Bobby Portis is not there anymore. Great role player, sure, but that's not getting you a title.
They still have an outside shot. Their best chance, they had a 3-4 year window. They got one.
Here's what I'd ask Giannis. Where are you going? Like, ideally, Giannis, where do you want us to send you?
Well, I have
New York.
Okay. So you can go to New York and so you'll be paired with Jaylen, because we're not getting Jaylen. But we're stripping apart the rest of that team. You're good. I just want to make sure you're good with that. And you think the pressures of losing in Milwaukee will equate to you hurting your hamstring a week before the regular season ends and dealing with that New York media? Also, Jaylen, you're positive. Jaylen's your one. That's your guy.
Well, he's my two.
And that's your, no. That's not. I didn't mean your number one. I meant your one. That's your heart. Okay. That's your guy.
Yeah.
Jaylen's gonna be your one. Okay, because we got you, Dame. That wasn't good enough.
Uh-huh.
And Tom Thibodeau. This is what you want. Okay.
I mean,
just understand. Cat's probably coming here.
Yeah, Cat's probably.
And I'm gonna fight to get everything I can.
You might get Mikal. It's either Mikal or OG. You can't have them both, but Mikal.
No, it won't be both, but it'll be one of them.
Yeah, it'll be one of them. And that's cool. And my retort to you is, it's nice living. I like it here. I was kind of raised here, whatever. That's great. But What am
no,
I doing
I just,
here?
No, it's fine. That's perfectly fine. I just want to make sure, one, I'll execute this trade for you if I can. I will. Mm-hmm. But I'm not coming up short on this. Like, I still have Dame, and I've got to build – this arena's new. We got new owners. I got to build a competitive basketball team. Mm-hmm. So I'm not walking away without Kat and one of those other two that we just referenced, and probably a couple of picks along with it. If you feel good about that, we're going to try to get this deal executed for you. Just know the grass isn't always greener.
We throw this team around a few times. There's that team in the Bay Area. It's pretty close to Fresno.
No, that's Casey's.
No, I don't want to go there.
Why not, Giannis?
Send me anywhere but there.
They're offering me Jonathan Kuminga, who doesn't even play, a bunch of first-round picks.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Whatever,
like,
players.
What do they have to make?
I'm not sure that they have.
They can finally trade Draymond Green, who I'm convinced will just retire.
Pretty much.
And then Kuminga, and you probably have to take Moody, too. Don't have to. You probably fight for Moses Moody, too.
You'd have to take Buddy.
You can get the second greatest three-point shooter.
Why would Milwaukee even entertain this if New York calls?
If New York calls?
Yeah.
Because you can get some legit people back in that one.
You get Towns.
You get Towns.
No. That's what I'm saying. Why would they even entertain Golden State?
Oh, I thought that. Yeah, yeah.
I was just throwing a team out because we brought them up.
Yeah,
well, no, we didn't.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah,
I didn't bring up Golden State. That's he brought it up.
Well, you brought Golden State up like a year ago.
Yeah, in the course of shows, today. You have brought it up.
Because they've been trying.
He said, I thought you meant today.
I thought they've been trying. Steph been trying.
Yeah.
What was that? The All-Star was after the trade deadline. So he already had Jimmy, huh? Boy, the politicking that was going on that weekend.
That's how it works. That's how it
Don't
works.
Fall for it, Giannis.
Heatles were formed in China.
Don't fall for it, Giannis. Do not fall for it.
You could have got some players to Sacramento if you went to Steph's party.
Well,
could have.
Probably could have got Giannis here.
Hey, he forgot his phone charger.
Well, no, I didn't. My phone wasn't charged.
Oh, sorry. He forgot to charge his phone.
Was it dead?
No.
What was the percentage at?
Like 5.
This dude.
You could have turned it off and then turned it back on like 2 hours later, man.
This dude. You are an all-time fumbler.
There wasn't a Best Buy down the street?
I'm going to go this year.
Huh? There wasn't a Best Buy down the street?
You're going to go to what this year?
I'm going to go to the party this year when it's in L.A. I'm going to go whoever's party. I'm going to go to James Harden's party.
Where's the... Oh, yeah,
you're
going
to have to pay a cover charge to get to that
I don't
one.
Think your wife's letting you go to that party, fam.
Oh, come
your
on.
Wife is not letting you go to that party.
He's going to have a regular party.
He's
throwing a dance
party. Yeah, right. James Harden's going to have a regular party.
Come
okay.
on.
Okay, pal.
And Paul Pierce will be there as well, I'm sure.
I could probably go to Luka's party.
Well, yeah, Luka might Jordan have a party. People. James Hamm will be invited to
Although
that
I
one.
Couldn't get into the Luka, the Jordan festivities this past All-Star.
It doesn't matter if you could have gotten in. You wouldn't have gone.
But I'm saying next
no,
year.
No, Patrick Willis,
same.
I'm cool. Like, good, Patrick. Thanks, man. I don't do pictures.
Bro's a fan. He wants a picture.
Shout out
to my boy, P-Dub.
Yeah, right.
Shout out to my
one
boy.
One other quick thing before Hammer joins us. It took like 7 seconds for Joe Dumars to get that executive president job in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Can I just casual observation from your boy?
Okay.
Watching from a distance, Joe feels like a snake.
It took him 7 seconds to get the job. It took 3 seconds for the tweet to come out after so-and-so got fired that he wanted the job.
Right. Like, Joe had the I'd like to remind you, too, Joe Dumars worked for the league office. Joe Dumars wanted ultimate control, the way the story has been relayed. Joe Dumars wanted ultimate control here in Sacramento when Monty and... Wilcox were hired.
Yep.
And again, the way the story is told, Vivek was like, no. And Joe went to the league. And I mean, his desire has been to run a basketball team. I don't fault him for that. I feel like Joe might move a little funny.
Let me ask you a question. Does Joe move funny? And I'm not defending him. I don't know.
Oh, you can defend him. Like I'm just asking. I don't know.
I'm asking a general question, like kind of outside of Joe Dumars. Does Joe move funny, or is the phrase we use here off, is that the game?
It might be. It might be.
Like, if that's...
It might be.
If you want to live in that world, those are the things that you do. And
so
they
does
all
Doc
do it
move funny?
Other. Yeah.
Okay. So this is, it's just the game. The game is moving funny.
I think they all... All
right.
They all have these... This. They're involved, and they think this is how it goes down. This is how they operate. The only one who doesn't maybe realize that is Monty McNair. Monty McNair plays with class, dignity, and that's not this game, Monty.
I'm telling you, you need to steal something, Monty.
That's not this game.
Stop trying to make deals and pay everything right price. Steal something.
Monty is nice. He has integrity. He's just a stand-up individual. And this is the wrong game for them.
We don't know that to be true. Monty's the guy at the party who just stands in the corner. He the guy at the club, just back here, with his foot on the wall, just standing here.
Hey, look, he not hollering at nobody, nothing. He's just chilling, stand up guy. He's just the chill guy, as Reese would say.
Was Wes the guy that tells you Kendrick Lamar's going to be there?
Yes.
Fire Festival.
Yes. Yes, that's absolutely what he is.
Fire Fest. I saw it before, James. I saw a funny little moment. Did you see when Ja Rule was on The Breakfast Club?
That's when he was talking about, yeah.
So, Envy had said something. He said something, and Ja Rule goes, Envy was like, "How do you feel about them saying Fire Fest is coming back?" And Ja Rule was like, "I'm glad you asked me that, Envy. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for us to go down this road. I'm glad you asked me about Fire Fest, because I was thinking the other day, and I remember the first time I came up here to the Breakfast Club, and you were asking me, that's your business partner. How could you not know what was going on?" Mm-hmm. And they just all started dying. He's like, "Envy, I was waiting for you to ask me that one." Obviously, those who don't know, Envy got in some hot water because his business partner.
It's one way of putting it.
Business partner was doing some shady real estate
dealings.
Practices.
Yep.
Yeah. And
they was trying to throw Envy in jail with him.
Envy. I remember that was a rough month
that was
for Envy.
Rough.
I said, "Oh man, oh man."
He was getting beat up.
But to what we had said before, I just kind of feel like that might be how you have to move in that business.
Okay.
And Joe, you know, I don't know if Joe was campaigning for it or something like that, but if you talk to some people, it's like, "Hey, we're getting Griff out. What do you think about the job?"
Oh, it's no different. It's no different than what players do, mm-hmm. like an agents do. It's, we use the Kyrie scenario. Kyrie opt out. If Kyrie opts out of his final year, he knows Dallas is going to offer him a contract. Mm-hmm. If Dallas isn't, he knows exactly who is.
Right.
It's the game.